3, 2, 1, go!
Heavyweight title rider is Michael Hayes from the great state of Oregon, along with Richie Deal on his way to Nome.
You just heard Richie Deal of ANIAC embark on the ceremonial 11-mile stretch through downtown Anchorage. Earlier in the morning, representatives from PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, set up a display next to the starting line. The group says the Iditarod inflicts unnecessary harm on dogs and set up tombstones above 5 deceased-looking stuffed huskies.
These 5 dogs, Schilling, Groovy, Flash, Deacon, and Smoke, all lost their lives within the span of 1 week at last year's Iditarod.
Trisha Lebketcher is a campaigner with PETA. The group has long opposed the Iditarod and for the first time ever sent a delegation to protest at the start. The small demonstration remained civil as tourists and passerby took photos and disbanded later in the morning. The group has said it plans to have a presence at the finish line in Nome as well. PETA's presence is only one aspect of the controversy surrounding this year's 1,000-mile sled dog race. Andy Pohl, a rookie out of Kinnick who married fellow musher Christy Barrington, says he has not been focused on any of the hoopla.
There's controversy? I haven't heard. I've been too busy training. It's been a lot of enjoyment working with these dogs and learning just about the sport of mushing over the last 3 years. I've always been an athlete doing stuff. But incorporating the dogs and the journey is what it's all about.
Even with the notable absence of past champions Dallas Seavey and John Baker, this year's Iditarod field is considered extremely competitive, with many of last year's top finishers gunning to be first under Nome's burled arch. Among them is Nicholas Petit of Girdwood, who says he's different from rivals like Mitch Seavey and that his race strategy is not mapped out ahead of time.
Mitch has a plan. He won't tell you. I don't have a plan. I'll tell you that.
That's the difference.
This year's Iditarod is dedicated to the late Joe Reddington Jr., the 2018 honorary musher who passed away in August of 2017. Reddington's dad, Joe Reddington Sr., is considered father of the Iditarod and has 3 grandsons racing in this year's Iditarod. One of them is Robert Reddington of Willow.
It's going to be fun. You know, Joey's spirit, you know, is so strong. You know, I feel like he's still, you know, with us today. Joey is very doggy. It's awesome. He's honorary musher. He'd be proud and he'd be happy all the Reddingtons are still at the race start.
Each year, the honorary musher carries bib number 1 among the field of racers. Bib number 2 this year was drawn by Cody Straith of Fairbanks, who left Willow at 2 p.m. Sunday to kick off the 2018 Iditarod. With help from Alaska Public Media's Zach Hughes, I'm Davis Hovey, reporting in Anchorage.